Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and you can also find me on the Game Brain podcast if you like board games the way I do. And joining me is a man who I once played Settlers of Catan with, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How's it going, Ronnie?
Hi, man. I'm good. I'm very sad today.
Why?
There have been bugs found in Lisa Vanderpump Rosé, and you know what? I'm sorry to anybody out there who has drank a bug. Did you read about that?
No, but I have some other Lisa Vanderpump news after you're done with this one.
There were pictures of bottles of her wine. It's like, Lisa Vanderpump has bugs in her rosé bottles! And there's a little bug at the bottom of a bottle, and then a picture of Lisa looking like she's running away from the press. You know, like her hair is being blown back in the wind like she's running. And I was cracking up at that. Wow. I mean, maybe it's healthy. You know, it's Lisa Vanderpump. Maybe it's very fancy to be drinking that kind of bug. You know, it happens Sheena with bug. Tequila.
Yeah, I fell into the rosé bottle. Can someone help me?
You start drinking it, and then you just suddenly start going,
corner. What do you do if you're in a bottle that has no corners? Corner. I think I'll have one of each of the prime pumptinis, please. Thank you.
So that's been on my mind. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the Vanderpumps and also anybody who's drank a bug.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers to the bug also. Because if you're going to die on rosé, I mean, I don't really mind Vanderpump rosé. I've had it quite a bit at Pump. It's fine. It's good. It works. I have some other Lisa Vanderpump news that just broke about 25 minutes ago. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yes.
Oh, coming soon to Peacock, Vanderpump Dogs. Official.
It's officially. Oh, yes. That actually became official a while ago, but I didn't know it was coming out. Wow.
Yeah. In fact, I put it on our story. I put on a story with a poll saying yes or no. It actually has, I have to say, I love the tagline. It says, getting a new leash on life. That's good. That's clever. I appreciate that. So right now, this was posted 37 minutes ago. And I just posted yes or no. Like, are people excited for this or not? And right now, 100% no. Wow. Okay.
I know. I think I'm like the only person who still likes Lisa Vanderpump. Okay. I don't care.
I like Lisa Vanderpump. Actually, I really like her a lot. Like, even hearing her, on last night's premiere, there was, When they showed Lisa Rinna go, are people doing coke in your bathroom? And you hear Lisa in the background go, oh no. I was like, oh, Lisa Vanderpump.
Low blow, Rinna. Low blow.
But I just think that Vanderpump culture is just not thrilling. And it has not aged well. It just hasn't, it just has been stuck. And it's instead of being elegant and chic and effortlessly fabulous and wealthy as it used to be, it sort of moved into precious and cloying and self-satisfied. And I think people are picking up on that. Everyone's kind of like, eh, do we really want to see a show with Dr. John Sessa and the other John, whatever his name was, or whatever that.
Yes.
Johnny Hazard or Johnny Storms or Johnny Hurricane. I don't know.
John Blizzard. Yes, I do want to see it because it's a very touching show, guys. Overserved with Lisa Vanderpump. Her fans are certainly familiar with her passion for animal rescue and sex jokes about Ken Darling. Vanderpump's West Hollywood shelter has been featured. Blah, blah, blah. The new trailer. Oh, there's a trailer. Girl. Basically, it's a dog adoption show. So she's finding pets, their perfect owner. So it's like a dating show.
I also don't like
for dogs.
I don't like it. I already can tell. I don't like it.
This is such a Vanderpump quote too. Vanderpump can't help but compare pairing adoptees with pups like a dating process. You want to have a little foreplay before you go all the way, she laughs in the trailer. The goal is to make these dogs feel like VIPs, LVPs, VIPs. Get it?
I today am choosing to focus on a birthday to one of our big Crappens listeners. We have to give a big shout out to this.
Sandra Bullock. Happy birthday, Sandra Bullock, our biggest fan.
Our biggest listener, Cher. Happy birthday, Cher. It's her birthday today.
Cher, darling, 75 years old.
You know, actually, and also yesterday, I think it was yesterday, it was Gail Simmons' birthday. So, to Gail Simmons, just want to say to my dear friend, not Tina Fey, happy birthday. I hope you enjoy all the birthday cake. I mean, who am I kidding? Of course, you'll enjoy all the birthday cake. It's Tuesday after all, isn't it?
And by enjoy all the birthday cake, I mean eat all the birthday cake you want, Gail, but please chew.
Nilu is sending you a box of HelloFresh. Just remember to unwrap it this time.
Well, that's enough Vanderpump, Cher, and Gail
for the
beginning. Let's get on to the biggest event going on in our lives at the moment. The Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion, where we pair dogs with their perfect masters. George Gorga, come out here and talk to Melissa.
George Gorga. Is that the name of the dog? George Gorga.
Joe Gorga. Melissa is having... I saw a comment on the internet that I thought summed that up perfectly. They said, Melissa so confident with her storyline on Bravo that they had to bring Joe to prop her up for 45 minutes out of this reunion. Which, you know, I think is a very solid point, internet person.
Yeah, I think that's a very, very... That's a good one. So, by the way, Joe Gorga recently had he's always putting up his little inspirations, but he had one that was really great. It had a typo, which made it even better. It's in realty, other people liking you is a bonus. You liking yourself is the real prize. Now, the reason why I had trouble reading that is because he forgot to add punctuation, so it was hard to know when one sentence ended and the other one began. And also, it was funny that instead of saying in reality, he wrote in realty. So it's like, guys, if you're looking for some good real estate inspiration, Joe Gorga, he's got you covered. He's got you covered.
Yeah, this recap will be brought to you by Special Educational Moments by Joe Gorga and his Instagram. And that was our first. Okay, so here we are with Real Housewives of New Jersey. Welcome back, scumbags.
Yeah, the lighting is amazing on this reunion. Props to whoever did the lighting, because it just is like popping off the television. They're all sitting in wicker rattan chairs because they've recreated the Jersey Shore, which apparently involves wicker and rattan. But then as a result, since they're sitting in all this wicker, the entire hour, you just hear this in the background.
It's like listening to this podcast with my chair cricketing every time I move.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, I thought it looked like the set of The Sun Also Sucks from the film Soap Dish, which if anybody has ever seen Soap Dish, takes place on a soap opera set called The Sun Also Sets. And the director, Carl Reiner, is like, the ratings are terrible. People are calling us The Sun Also Sucks. All right.
That was actually Gary Marshall. I just want to point
out. Gary Marshall, you're right.
Which is funny because I was thinking about Penny Marshall just last night. So, you know, everything's connected. Yes. It's very Soap Dish, a very Soap Dish set, but with like the fortune teller from Big also.
Hey, Margaret, your house looks great. How'd you get Joe to finish the job?
Well, you know, it was a pandemic and just like constant nagging. That's just all I did.
And he goes,
"And you also did a little self-renovation on yourself. Tell us about your self-renovation, self-renovator." And she's like, "Well, you know, I had a breast reduction, facelift. Then my face settled. You know, then I got my teeth in. The back of my nose finally settled so I can breathe, which feels really good. Thank you very much, Andy. You know, should I go on? Do you have more time? I do have more things, but they're minor."
Yeah, Andy was back in true form this reunion because he really was all about the plastic surgery questions right out the gate.
"Hey, Dolores, you've had a little work done ever since the season ended, right? Huh? Want to tell everyone?" So Dolores goes, "Want me to tell you? I got a new vagina." It's like, whoa, Dolores.
"She got a labia cut. Snip, snip those lips, baby." It's like, "Oh my God, Andy, I've never been so embarrassed." "My new vagina, I did get a new vagina." I'm humiliated. You want to see it?
"Cut this out. It's too much information, okay? All right. First of all, it was a very intensive procedure. And when it was done, I was like, Frankie, come over, take a look. How's it looking down there? Okay, does it look good? Okay. Yeah, it looks good, Mom. All right, so we're good to go."
You know what? I told Frank exactly what I wanted, and he got in there with the buzzsaw. And you know what? I wanted it moved over a little bit, like a foot to the right. He couldn't do it. It wasn't in the budget. But you know what? I spilled pasta on it last night, and it clinked off like a nail. You know what? So I say, good job, Frank. You know, it's good having you around.
I'm a little upset that there's pebble tile in my vagina now, but you know what? In life, you learn things don't work out your way, and you move on.
"Melissa, this is your 9th reunion, and I think you did something a little different for this reunion." She's like, "Oh yeah, Andy, I think you're talking about my notes, because I have notes. I mean, I did have notes before. I had whole notebooks in seasons 3 and 4, but now they're in my iPhone because, you know, I've been on the show so long that, you know, the future is now, Andy." Okay. Yeah,
Melissa digitized. That's her breaking news. she found the native notes app on her iPhone. I like that when Andy said, "This is your 9th reunion," they cut to Teresa looking so angry. Like, "I can't believe this bitch is on my show for this many years."
Teresa always has like a certain look at the reunion. I don't know. It's like the leathery skin over the fillered bones. I'm not really sure. I mean, Teresa, you know, is a good-looking woman no matter what. But at the reunion, it's just that she looks kind of like a fruit roll-up being vacuumed. You know, it's like a stuck at the very end of the back and just trying to be pulled in.
What type of vacuum are we talking about here? Because that also helps paint the picture.
I'm like, what?
It's like a wet vac. Is it like a stick vac? Is it a Hoover? Is it like some sort of
thinking
tornado?
That, you know, when you put the attachment to clean between the couch cushions or whatever, or the Kylie fans put over their lips, you know, we're exploding their lips like that.
Yeah. There's something I was going to say, and I just don't even remember anymore about Teresa. But yeah, I have to say the reactions on this episode were fantastic. First of all, Margaret, if I weren't so lazy, I would do a supercut of all of the times that Margaret gave death stares to Jennifer. I mean, there was one point where it was just so good. She just her head turned like freaking, I don't know, like a monster in a, like you're trying to sneak out of a graveyard and there's a monster there and you step on a twig and the monster turns and looks at you. That's what she did to Jennifer. And it was like that slow, like, did you just step on a twig look, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is one of Margaret's most amazing glares she's ever given. But it was all of them. Jennifer, the entire time, kept on smirking. Jennifer has fully stepped into her role as, like, action comedy bad, like, adventure comedy bad guy. Like, the, like, so what you gonna do about it, huh? Okay, I will let her tell you, not me, okay, baby?
Like, have fun, because in 30 minutes downtown's gonna be gone, baby, gone.
It's literally like she's tied you up. She's like, well, I guess as long as you're tied up, I'll tell you about my plan.
So you never thought I'd amount to something, huh? But guess what, now I'm the one getting off onto a private helicopter to an island, and you're gonna die when my bomb goes off.
She really was. Every time they would be like, I am gonna kill you, Jen. How could you say something like that to me? She'd just be like, like the smile would just like creep across her face.
She's like the only one who recites villain lines for movies.
Oh.
Listen here, Bruce Willis, baby. You don't even have any hair. Why should I listen to you? I'm taking out this downtown, not becoming the boss of everything, just like I was running.
And then, you know, when she loses, like, she's still back in the sequel, you know, like, they thought they got her by dropping, you know, an ice sculpture on her, but then the next year she comes back and now she's got the power to resist the cold.
And you know, she definitely has that scene where she like sneaks a gun at you and she's like, "You didn't think you're gonna get away, did you, huh? Sorry, but I gotta take the cash." And then she tries to shoot you, but she's out of bullets. She goes, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it, Johnny." It's basically like Lara Flynn Boyle in every Lara Flynn Boyle movie, or Tia Carrera. And you know, she's basically Tia Carrera in True Lies. Like, if you don't think Jennifer is going off the side of a very long, low highway bridge while Jamie Lee Curtis gets yanked out of a limo, you don't know movies.
Yeah, you're not paying attention. I'm actually looking for their Instagram fight. It was pretty good, but you know what? I can look for it
because I can talk. I can move on to the actual. Since we're only 30 seconds into this hour long episode, while you look for it, I'll bring up Andy's next question.
Hey Teresa, you got a glow about you. All these years we've been sitting here talking about your dry spell. You having sex? Is someone putting a penis in your vagina? Tell me all about it. And does your vagina look like Dolores's? And she's like, I'm not dry anymore. I'm very wet and juicy and moist and gooey and slime.
It's like, Teresa, stop.
I'm like a half-baked cookie, Andy. Okay.
I'm like those Chips Ahoy's that come in the red package, you know, soft bake.
And Jackie, after a rough start to the season, you look amazing. How are you feeling?
She's like, you know what, Andy? I'm just ready to put this season behind us. Yeah, it was just a very long season. It's ready to be done, and I am happy to be sitting right next to you. Thank you.
I was like, whoa, and look at Jackie getting the lead chair across from Teresa.
I was surprised that Jackie made it to lead chair, because it's just so funny with Jackie, because she was at the center of this major controversy, but then once it was over, she kind of disappeared from the season, it felt like. So it was jarring to see her there at the top. But I mean, I hope that she comes back, because I think that Jackie is really good at standing up to Teresa, even if Teresa still somehow manages to get the upper hand with her. But the problem with Jackie is she cares too much about being friends. She cares too much. That's gonna always haunt all her fights, unfortunately.
Yeah. So Tree is giving her fruit roll up in a vacuum cleaner look. And then Andy's like, you know, I was surprised to see you and Tree chumming it up towards the end of the season there.
She's like, yeah, you know what? I just hate dragged out storylines, Andy. You know, dragged out fighting isn't good for anybody, and I just hated at it that we're at it again, because the season aired, and it just all made it fresh, Andy. You know, like a fresh cookie, you might say.
Hey, I didn't do nothing. What are you talking about? I didn't do nothing to you.
It's like, yeah, well, you know what Teresa does, Andy? She has other housewives tweet about me. You know, housewives with more of a grasp on the English language. Could you put up some of the tweets, Andy? Because I'm sure they're going to be totally not yelling us at all.
And then a tweet from Dorinda Medley comes up, and it's like, you know what, Jackie? You classless piece of shit. Thank you, NutriSystem. I got my gun back.
Thank you, Andrew.
And then Teresa goes, well, I don't tell people what to do. You know, they do it because they like me, and you know, because they think you're wrong.
Okay, it's like, yeah, because you tell them. So Jack goes, bullshit. So then Andy of course loves this, because this is the way every Bravo season goes. They resolve things, it's like everything's great, and then it re-airs, and then Bravo's like, you should go on Twitter. You know, you should talk about it on Twitter. And then, of course, they just destroy each other. So Andy's like,
hey, Jennifer, that was some rock you got from Bill. Let's see it, huh? She's like, 9 carats, 18 years, 5 kids.
Earned it, baby.
Let me see here. Andy, big attitudes. So then we go over to Dolores. Oh, no. Dolores goes, I'm so sorry, you guys. I was looking for this Instagram post fight between Melissa and Jennifer, and I'm going to give it up because I can't concentrate on my notes. And this is a reunion. Just, you cannot look away from your notes. So sorry to pause. And I went, I'm back now.
Yeah. So just know that they fought. And
Jennifer is like, Chanel. You know what? Look at my ring, baby. And she goes, you know, and five kids, I had a babysitter come help me because I had to chaperone Olivia full time, baby. And Gloris goes, it ain't easy.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, Olivia. So Olivia required all of Jennifer's attention. I mean, I feel like that may have to say something about her parenting. Like, at some point, you got to tell that girl no, right? Even though she is, you know, our superstar.
No, you never tell Olivia no. Of course not.
Well, because she pulls that angel shit. At the moment you say no, she'll be like, but I'm an angel mother. And then you're like, oh, fine. Yes. Yes, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia can either be the angel or the Satan in your home. Yeah. Okay? You want to keep her the angel.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, Andy's like, well, the ladies battle full houses during COVID, and they've got big attitudes and endless adorable demands. And then we get the kids segment, and my favorite part of it is Jennifer's kid, Christian, who is like, I'll help you pick out your shoes, mother, baby, mother, baby.
Well, until you stop being adorable with the purse, you're not getting any more screen time.
So then, you know, Melissa's talking about how we come out of it and talking about the facts of life conversation with her daughter, which is like uninteresting. And then, Sean from Sydney asks, how's Gia dealing with her sad song going viral? And Teresa's like,
oh, she loves it. All these rappers are singing in it. And it's like Cardi B and everything.
And then someone says like, oh yeah, and Will Smith started. She goes,
oh yeah, Will Smith started it.
So Andy didn't know that Will Smith started it, which is surprising. But yeah, they're talking about that, and it's exciting for everyone involved. Of course, all of us have been singing that song way longer than Will Smith has been. We've been singing it for 10 years.
But I know. Way to catch up, Carney Wilson.
Yeah, Carney Wilson.
It's Cardi B, Teresa. So Melissa's like, you know, and it's 10 years later, and it's, you know, it's cute, and it's really good to see. And Andy says, Jackie, watching your kid.
Okay, wait, can I say something?
I was a little worried, okay? Yeah.
Wait, can I say something really quickly? Then when they're talking about it, Teresa goes,
yeah, and she wrote that all by herself. It's cute.
I'm like, really? She didn't hire Diane Warren to assist with that? I never would have known.
I was getting Sondheim vibes.
I don't know. I was thinking...
So I was a little worried because, you know, we start with the kids segment and then it's like Jackie cut her own kid's hair, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Frankie took his exams. And I'm like, okay, this reunion needs to have something else for me. Of course they did. But that was my thought at this point. How's Frankie's exams going? She goes, oh, yeah, well, you guess what? He's working for Teresa now. She's like,
Louie, in real estate, he's making a lot of money already, Zandy. He's killing it over the years.
You know what? He did very well with his GMAT.
Hey, don't talk about my daughter that way. She's not a mat.
No, GMAT, not GMAT.
Huh?
Jen, someone from somewhere says, Jen, your kids don't help you do anything. Have they made any progress since the show has aired and shown them to be spoiled little fuckers? Anything, any progress at all, Jen? She goes, a little Andy, a little bit. And then Jackie's like, I am disgusted. And Melissa's disgusted. And Marge is disgusted. I'm like, that whole side of the couch is like, children who don't do their chores. I am absolutely mortified, Andy Cohen.
Careful the words you say. Children will listen, baby.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah, not Teresa's. So Andy's like, so Marge, Jorge from Jupiter wants to know, how are your stepkids doing? This is basically just to give a chance for Jennifer to judge you and call you a bad mother in about 5 minutes. So go ahead and pretend to answer. It's like, but, you know, I'm a little bit better with my stepson. You know, my stepdaughter still hates my guts. You know, what can you do? I just treat her like she's a whale from Marshall's. Just, she's got it in for me for no reason. Okay. And, you know, some people don't know I have a natural born son. Okay, he's 25 years old. You know, all of this is very upsetting to him because he doesn't even have a social media. You know, so he doesn't even know what's going on.
Andy. You know, I mean, he knows nothing about anything, actually. Like, the man, he doesn't have a phone, Andy. You know what? When I call him, he actually just has to tap on the ground, you know, in SOS terms, you know, for me to even know he's alive. He just hates electronics. What can I tell you, Andy?
Jackie's like sitting there typing it all down.
I couldn't help but wonder about Marge's parenting skills. Dear Bergen Record readers, do you think that this is the way?
Just remember, she used to write her little.
Yes.
I just thought I'd bring that back because why not?
And Jen does a big eye roll like, bad mother. Just give a bad mother eye roll.
So why do you have so little respect for stay-at-home moms? And Margaret's like, you know what? First of all, we were in a heated argument, and it was a dig, okay? I said he was her meal ticket. It's not about stay-at-home mothers. And Jennifer, of course, this is Jennifer's thing. She takes and she runs, but she goes, well, it's a reoccurring theme with you. We're over it already, baby. And Margaret says, you know what? Let me get my statement out, and then you can respond. Thank you very much, okay?
Yeah, your statement should say, I hate stay-at-home mothers because you do, baby. You hate stay-at-home mothers. Why do you hate ladies? To give babies who have babies and then want to stay at home with them. You hate her. She hates stay at home mothers.
She just keeps yelling through Marge's sentences like you hate stay at home mothers.
Yes.
I was cracking up.
Just pushing this narrative, you know? And Margaret's like, no, I was a full time mother, okay? We just have different value systems, okay? She values materialistic things, whereas I only value materialistic things if they fit in my house, okay? And so even in her bio, okay? Even in her bio on Instagram, it says, married to a plastic surgeon. Okay, that's her identity, okay? And Jennifer goes, but that's a fact, baby. Just the way it was a fact that a fox I was on the block, okay? Facts is what I'm made for.
Yeah, and maybe she's just proud of being married to a plastic surgeon, right? Like, you wouldn't say married to a plumber.
And everyone goes, oh!
Princess Peach is horrified.
I mean, well, so fucking rude. And it especially is. Teresa, like, who... You don't come from fucking royalty either over there, lady. And Marge is like, what's wrong with being married to a plumber? She goes, I mean, it's not like he's a doctor. Blink, blink, blink.
Marge is like, you know what, Teresa? I know what you're saying. And it's not a nice thing, Teresa. It's not a nice thing.
Yeah. None of these women fail to, it seems like, or the women on that half of the room don't seem to really understand Marge's point, which is that Jennifer is basically like, she doesn't have really an identity. Her identity is just like bragging about the things that she has, right? And be like, I have a plastic surgeon as a husband. Like, I actually, it is hilarious that that's on her Instagram bio. Married to a plastic surgeon. Like, could you even imagine? That's crazy. But of course, it's her. So Margaret's like, listen, I just don't go around saying what my husband does for a living, okay? We're not dick swingers, okay? And you know why I'm proud of him? Because he's kind, he's honest, he's loving, he supports me. Take a shower, take a shower. He doesn't make iced coffee. Okay, I'll give him that. I'm not proud of that. He doesn't even know. He doesn't understand. He pours it all over the floor. He literally can't even physically do it, okay? Not proud of that, but proud of the other things. He wears stripes, pineapples, and olives. Very proud.
And Jen's like, yeah, well, meal ticket isn't the first thing that comes to mind. I mean, when my husband was a resident when I married him, and, you know, he was on a call during many sleepless nights without I was alone with the kids. And, you know, so don't even with me. I didn't have a nanny until my fourth child, baby. And now I'm going to enjoy the luxuries that come my way.
And Marge is like, well, you should enjoy the luxuries, but, you know, it's all you talk about. Okay, it's like literally all you talk about besides me. Okay.
You know what? You know what, baby? He's not a meal ticket. He's a long-term investment, and I'm getting my dividends, baby.
So, so then Rory from Monterey says, I'm obsessed with your wardrobe this season, and you seem obsessed with puff sleeves, Jennifer.
She goes, I like a sleeve. Some people like a blazer. Some like a shoulder pad. Some like to make fun of stay-at-home moms, and I like a sleeve.
All right, Jen. Well, it was an emotional roller coaster for you this season. And we just learned that some family secrets should remain out of bounds.
Which I didn't really know what that meant because this whole show is about their families. But Jen's like,
yeah, but me and my mom still aren't speaking, baby. But it's for the best because she won't speak to my dad and he tries to call her. And I won't try to call her because she's waiting for an apology from me. But I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, and Jackie's basically like,
well, you know, her mom was so embarrassed about what happened. Okay, she's very, very embarrassed. Hey, it's called Show My Real Life. Okay, you should try it sometime, baby.
Yeah. And Melissa's like, yeah, I get why she's mad. I mean, you throw her under the bus all the time. I would never speak to my mother the way that you do.
It's for evidence, Faco.
She's like, yeah, but like, Marge goes, yeah, but I know everyone in your family, but not you, because you use all of your family's pain for your storylines, okay? She goes, I am my family. I wouldn't expect you to know family if they pulled on your pigtails, sweetheart.
And then Jackie basically is again saying that Jen just throws her mother under the bus so that she has things to talk about, and she's like, you know, her family shouldn't be the one that gets dragged.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, after you said that thing about Gia, you don't go after someone's child. You don't go after someone's child.
Oh, but you can go after my husband. Well, that's rich. That's rich. You was malicious. You was vicious. All right. You was delicious. You was nutritious. You was contentious.
That's not a word, Teresa.
All right. I should have quit sooner than it.
So Melissa again is saying that she's like, you know, Teresa would never call out her mom on TV. And Jennifer says, well, she's like, all the conversations you see me have with my mother, I would have them with the cameras not even rolling, baby.
And Dolores goes, I've seen it. I've been there. It's true.
I can verify this, Your Honor.
Melissa says, oh, come on, you've been trying to get on the show for 8 years, which is pretty rich coming from you, lady. And right. Jen goes, oh, yeah, you were dying to get on the show, too. You did, thanks to Teresa. And Danielle, let's not forget.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Melissa has done this really good job of turning herself into a more palatable housewife over the years, but let's not forget who Melissa is, with her shady ass trading messages with Danielle, trying to get herself on the show, or going on and making up fake names on the internet comment sections, being like, Teresa, she's boring, you should check out her sister-in-law, that's where the real entertainment is.
So Melissa says that Jennifer just kisses Teresa's ass, and Jennifer goes, that's what you call friendship, baby. So Andy says, well, you don't seem to believe your dad was abusive.
Listen, I had the arguments. It was always my mother giving it to my dad. She's always sucking it to him, baby.
And
yeah, but even Bill said that there was some neglect there. She's okay, neglect. Well, I did see that, you know. But I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about now. He's 76 and he's got one little earbud hanging on his ear, Andy. And my mother's so angry at this neglect. We're all supposed to punish him because of the neglect.
Well, yeah, kind of. Or at least acknowledge that it was there, I guess.
Yeah.
And Marge is like, well, you know, I feel bad because she came here at 16. She had to deal with so much. You know what? You should apologize to your mother. Life is very, very short, Jen.
Well, she wants me to apologize for taking my dad in. And I don't want to apologize for that, baby.
And Laura says, yeah, well, you know, something may have happened that you don't know about. And she goes,
that's all fair, but I'm not here to live in the past. And my mother's only validation will be me throwing my dad out. I mean, whose stool is he going to sit on? Who's he going to stare at quietly while I cook food? Who's going to do that, baby?
If my mother really loved me, she would have come over to sit on my new Z gallery, baby.
I think that's why she's really hurt, because her mother didn't come over to celebrate her new free couch from Z Gallery.
I think
that's really the stab. So Andy's like, well, someone, you know, Sandy from Sonora says, Jen, you just can't stop the jabs at Melissa all season long. I can see the envy from a mile away. That was good. That was a good
one.
No
pun intended, Andy.
Yeah, that's, yes, Melissa, that was yes, thank you for pointing that out. You're a real bright one over there. Oh, wow.
And so Melissa says, well, you know what? Throughout this season, I haven't said one negative thing about you, except for all the negative things I said about you. And you are constantly in your confessional talking about me, talking about my husband, almost as badly as me talking about Dolores and her relationship, okay? And that is not cool.
I wasn't talking about Joe, just, you know, I was telling you about the tea about Michelle and the Vic George. Marge and I were on the couch, and there were no cameras, and she said that Michelle came on the show on purpose to ambush you. And I said, yeah, but you know what? I've heard that stuff like that is true about Joe Gorga. And you know what she said? Your friend. She said, oh, please, my husband's a plumber. You think we don't know that Joe Gorga doesn't pay people? But we're not here to bring anybody down.
It's like, I just love the sentence. Oh, please, my husband's a plumber. You think we don't know?
It's all in, like, plumber gossip. Also, he's not a plumber. So, so Margaret's like, you are a liar, okay? And Teresa, do you think I would ever say that?
Well, you know, she...
And Jennifer says,
no, I went upstairs right away, and I told Teresa what you said at Lake George.
And she goes,
yeah, she did say that.
You know what? If I said that on this season, you would have. She would have said it on camera. Believe me, which is totally true.
Yeah,
100% true.
Because for a second, I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, damn, Marge. You know." But she's right. Yeah, Jennifer would have totally used that against
Jennifer
her.
Goes,
"I just don't want a shit start. That's all."
Oh, please, you're the biggest shit starter known to man. You know what I mean? They would have made a new movie out of you. You know, if Drew Barrymore didn't have her own talk show.
Okay. They still might do it because, you know, who knows how long that talk show is going to last. It's called Shit Start, okay? All right? Just a little girl played by Drew Barrymore at her current age, just closing her eyes and causing shit to fly everywhere. I actually would see it, all right? I've actually designed the costumes for it on spec.
Well, Teresa, Dolores, I can't believe you would start a cheating rumor as a prank.
It's like, well, you know what? I didn't put two and two together. I had no idea that Joe Gorga would get so jealous when he hears that his wife is cheating on. I mean, the Joe that I know, jealous of Melissa, having any attention from another man, never, ever on my brain, Andy. Okay?
Yeah. Andy, it was like Frank in math class all his life. Just never put two and two together. Okay? Didn't really think.
Bless his heart. You know, he actually put a water filter in my new vagina, and he calls that, you know, an upgrade. I said, Frank, you know, now what? I have drinkable pee. Thanks. You know, that said, it was free.
Yeah. You know what? I will say, I do enjoy my new vagina. It actually has two different little islands in there, just small miniature kitchen islands. One you can eat at, one you actually can prepare your food at. It's lovely.
I've actually got a double vagina now.
Thanks, listen, David has one vagina and I stay in the other vagina. And I go over to David's when I want it. And that's just the way it is. We have a very untraditional vagina, but it's how I like it.
Well, Melissa, I want to hear about your marriage, but not solo, because God, you're boring. Even looking at your face, I'm starting to black out. Let's bring out Joe Gorga.
Here he is. And then Joe Gorga goes, here he is. Wow, what a nice variation on your classic. There he is. There he is. All right, there it is.
Any pranks tonight, Joe? Kissing anybody's butt? Sticking your balls in anybody's mouth? Fingering anybody's cornhole? I'm basically giving you options. All right.
I volunteer as tribute. So Joe's like, no. So now it's Joe and Melissa segment. And so, hey, why were you fighting? He's like, Andy, I just want to clarify stuff, okay? If this were me on Real House Husbands, soon to come on Peacock, I don't know, just throwing that out there. I don't know. I don't think I could even be on the show because she wouldn't even allow me, okay? I couldn't even go across the street and play cards, okay, with the really hot woman who lives across the street because my wife slowly cut my balls out. So I'm not saying that I'm a chauvinist, but I am saying that women are inherently violent and anything that they want to do out of their own interest equals emasculating men who should be allowed to do what they want to do. That's all. That's all.
I think he's just saying, like, she's jealous too. Like, she says that I won't let her do anything. When we got married, she wouldn't let me do anything either. It's like, geez, I couldn't even go play cards on the street. And Teresa's nodding. She goes,
yeah, they weren't allowed to do nines.
And Melissa goes, yeah, he's a jealous guy and I'm a jealous girl, you know, and we'd rather be in each other's sight. So you didn't go out without me and I didn't go out without you.
Oh, so because of the show, she's basically stepping out more without you.
And he goes, yeah, but she's been doing that for 11 years, Andy, you know, and I never said just sit there and cook dinner. All right. And she's like,
I said, cook dinner.
Yeah. Be like, stand there and cook dinner while you're giving me a hand job.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, So, I'm sorry, I got lost. So then Joe's like, yeah, you know what? Let's ask Marge, all right? Because I want to know, she, you know, Miss Chauvinistic over there, all right? You know what, Andy? The thing is, I stay home alone and I get bored, all right?
Yeah, well, Millette's Millis's point is that she was stuck home alone for years and she was bored too. She gets it. And it's like, you know, basically they had a codependent relationship and now they're broken out of that cycle and he still wants it. And she's kind of like, no, I want to do stuff, you know? So, and by the way, during this entire thing, while Joe is telling the very uninteresting story of their mutual jealousy, we keep cutting to Marge and Jennifer making the nastiest eyes at each other. Did you notice that? It was like almost like a comedy. They're like sneering. It was like Marge would be like, sneer. And then Jennifer would be like, sneer back at you, baby.
Yeah, very soap dish, right?
Yeah, it's very, it was 100% like, Captain Moriarty versus Terry Hatcher.
I hate her so much.
It was exactly that.
So Melissa's like, you know what? 6 months, I guess it's been going on for like 6 months that I've been doing all of these events and stuff. And I guess that's a long time, but not in 16 years, Andy, you know? And I didn't do anything wrong. I mean, I'm giving him his feelings, but so I went to some events. So what? Okay, here's the problem. You can't even make it through a reunion because your husband is so much more entertaining than you, but you get to go to the events and he doesn't. I think this is as much of a problem as he should be main cast. He should be the first man as a main cast member on Real Housewives. Like, he should be standing in the front and you should be standing behind him doing a stupid dance.
Listen, you know what? People are allowed. Even Joe Gorga is allowed to be like, where's my partner in crime? I'm feeling like left out. But let's not also forget that this had to do with Melissa walking into a van before him. Okay, let's not forget where the irrational source of all this annoyance came from. And let's not forget all those stupid-ass scenes we've had to sit through over the past 3 years about, like, oh, you're starting a business? What? That's crazy. A woman in business.
Woman at work? What? That's ridiculous.
So, like, while this sob story is nice.
Woman working is WW. You really want to get into another WW? We've already had two, babe. Come on.
Yeah, babe. Yeah, I mean, what is this crazy talk? Woman working, huh? But, like, you know, the sob story about he's left home alone and feels sad, that's yeah. Nice, you know. But, like, let's not forget we've actually, like, there's a lot of evidence
against
him.
He's an actual sexist pig. Yeah.
A hot, sexy, lovable, typo laden sex, you know, God. But you know what, one thing you can't take away from him, Ronnie, he is full of inspiration. Am I right? He is so full of inspiration. Could you fire up an inspirational quote for us, please?
This next segment has been brought to you by inspirational quotes from Joe Gorga's Instagram. There's some things that money can't buy, like manners, morals, intelligence, and class. And it's a picture of Joe standing with his shirt unbuttoned in front of a flower wall. So I think Melissa is now taking him to events. Is it the classiest event? No. but he's still at one. And he loved being there so much that he took two photos in front of this wall and used them as inspiration. The other one, his one leg is like moved forward and he's kind of scrunched down and he's grabbing his boobs and smiling. And and I think that's the one you already read, right?
That's the realty one, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And realty, other people liking you as a bonus.
Yeah. Hello. Could I get Alan Dershowitz on the phone? Yes. Someone's been stealing my lines. So there's some small man standing in front of some sort of oversized lingerie saying there are some things that money cannot buy, like manners, morals, intelligence, and class. Plagiarism. Plagiarism.
Okay, so Dolores, so Andy's like, and you think the minutes this is over,
will she be off like a bird?
Yeah, will she be off like a bird? The minute this is over, Melissa's going to be off like a bird. And Dolores is like, you know what? He's not being fake, okay? He lost both his parents, and her going out could cause a lot of problems in the future, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. And he goes, you know, in that clip, you said that fame is the devil. And Melissa goes, is that me? Is that what you're saying about me? He goes, yes, actually. He did say it about you in an interview that we just watched, Melissa.
You want to watch it again about your husband's basically saying you're the devil, and then we can discuss it. Okay. God, it's so sad that there's so many divorces on Real Housewives. Housewives, right?
It's not. And Jen goes, do you think the fame got to a head? Is that what you're saying, Joe? And Andy says, yeah, do you think that fame has changed Melissa? And Tree goes, yeah, it changes everyone. Blink, 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 blink.
You know what? Here's my view on it, okay? She has a finite amount of time to do this, okay? All right, let me clear that up because I can already see a lot of blank faces across the room there. She has not a lot of time to do this. Not, I won't say finite again. It's very confusing to them. And Joe goes, hey, who gives a fuck? I had a fine line of time of what I had to do. No, but Joe, it's had to strike while the iron's hot. And then Dolores chimes in with a, you know what? I understand where he's coming from, you know? Is that worth things coming between you and him? You know, you only have, I understand you only have so much time before you put in a whole new Vitamix into your vagina, but is it really worth it if it's going to come between you and your man?
And Melissa goes, yes, Dolores, it is, because I sat at home with those kids for all those years. And Teresa says, yeah, and you got a beautiful life, all right? So Dolores says, you know, Marge is like, you know, working is more than just like going to a job, okay? It's about having a passion. It's about being fulfilled. It's about people being able to afford pillows with giant whales on them, even though they can't really afford the expensive pillows with giant whales on them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's about meeting crazy ladies who have a British accent sometime and a New Jersey accent sometimes, and sometimes they overlap, and it's just the craziest thing in the entire world.
And Jen's like, yeah, but I feel like it's been very supportive of you. And Melissa says, yeah, but that's why I was mad at Margaret, because he's not chauvinistic, you guys. I mean, I know that I come to you and tell you what a chauvinist pig he is, but it doesn't mean that he's chauvinistic. And Marge is like, well, you know what, I get along with Joe and I can tell Joe the truth, okay?
Yeah. And Dolores says, yeah, because she's basically saying, like, look, I'm close enough that I can say, don't say these things because they're chauvinistic. And Dolores responds by saying, you know what? She's doing you a favor because your wife doesn't tell you all the time. Look at her. Look at her stupid face. Not even saying anything right now. Look at her. She's looking at a phone. So stupid. Doesn't say anything.
Joe, Mandy from McDonald's wants to say, you owe Dolores an apology for calling her broken. He's like, oh, God, all right, you know what, you're mad about it? All right, like, if you're mad about it, I'm sorry then, I guess. And she's like, you know what, Joe, you know what, look, no, you don't owe me nothing, because you know what, I know I'm not broken, okay? So if someone calls me something I'm not, I don't get mad about it, unless they call me New School. If you call me New School, I'm going to slice your fucking face off, all right? But otherwise, you know, what do I care?
You know, listen, if some bitch walked down the street and started saying something about me, then I might have a problem, okay? But you I know since I'm 5 years old, okay? I like that. She's like, if someone calls me something I know I'm not upset about it. Dolores. I'm like, why did we not get a montage of Dolores popping off on people where she says, you want to say that about me one more time? Okay. Okay, scumbag.
Fuck Allison. You. Yeah. Fuck you. Fuck all of you talking about me. Now, you know what? You want to say something I'm not? That's fine. You want to have a poll? You're fucking dead. Okay.
That goes for you, Quinnipiac College. Okay. Don wants you one more of your fucking polls. All right. Get a new discipline. All right.
So he asks Marge, like, who's at fault in this marriage? And she's like, you know what? It's never just one person, Andy. You know, one person is wonderful. The other person is wonderful. One person can make iced coffee. The other person can't. What are you going to do? You know, you would want to blame the one that can't make the iced coffee. And that's your answer. It's the one that doesn't know how to make iced coffee. Sorry, Joe. Take a shower. That's
you
it.
Know what? You know what? You know what? They got three. They need one. It takes two. Okay. That's all I got to say about that. All right. So then, you listen, I'm on going on day six of Into the Woods being stuck in my fucking head, and it's a full on miracle. It's a miracle. I have not infused more of my comments with Into the Woods. So anyway, who cares? Who cares about if Joe's, he's like, he starts going on. He's like, you know what? I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I'm an amazing guy. Okay. And you know, luckily she snapped out of it, and you know, it's good. He's like, so are you guys in a good place? And he's like, yeah, we're in a good place. Yeah, what about you, Melissa? Huh? Yeah.
He goes, I treat it like gold. I'm like, you know that gold is a commodity, right? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, why can't you say one thing right, you know?
Do you melt so her they down? Agree that,
yeah, something you buy and you hold until you're ready to sell it for a profit. I mean, come on.
Like Melissa, it's very dense, but also it's very heavy. So I don't know if she would appreciate that. So, hey, Maxine from Shoebox Greetings Card says, you talk about banging all the time, but you freak out when Melissa brings up the birds and the bees. Seems hypocritical. And Joe Gorga takes a full-on crapping stance, which he goes, yeah, no, I'm 100% hypocritical. Yeah, yeah. No, I want to keep it young and fresh with my wife, but do I want to talk about my daughter? No. Absolutely not. Gross, huh? You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather listen to Teresa talk about her love life with Louis.
I'm moist and damp, and it's wet down there all the time.
I'm like Brownie Batty in a bowl, Andy. All right?
I'm like when you have a potted plant and you overwater it, and you let it go for a long time, and then you pick it up, and you're like, ah, it's wet under the plant.
I'm like the inside of a Milky Way that you left in the car, Andy, all right?
I'm like that bottle of water you didn't finish when you left it somewhere and then you found it and you're like, hey, there's still like an inch of water in here.
Also, I don't think it's hypocritical. So talking about sex with your wife as an adult is different than like talking to your kids about sex. I don't see. I mean, I get how Joe's like, yeah. What? A girl? What? My girl having sex? I mean, I don't know. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy that he's like uncomfortable talking about it. I think the only thing that's crazy is how he talks so much about like sex and women. Oh yeah, look at my and then like it's like, no, my daughter is gonna be locked in a tower like Rapunzel herself, you know. But
she,
I mean,
should, because he knows what guys are like, because he is one, you know.
Yeah, it's a crazy world out there.
The heart of this show has always been family, and for us here at Bravo TV, ripping that family apart. And this season, Teresa and Joe said goodbye to their dad, and now it's time to make them cry on national TV one more time, okay? So let's go look at this very sad ceremony. Let's make Joe Gorga cry, am I right? So we see
them. Oh, my God. I can't talk about the no-no montage, okay? It's too sad.
It's very sad.
I don't want to cry. I'm very sad for Teresa and Joe and the whole family. I'm sorry that no-no died because I personally loved. Look, no one's concentrating on how this affected me, okay? There were no questions on, like, Ronnie's very upset over no-no dying, you know? Let's talk to Ronnie. Ronnie, call in. So I'm done with it, okay? I can't cry anymore, okay?
Yeah, there's no more tears to shed. Can't cry these tears anymore. So so Andy is delicate as always.
Wow, it's the 1 year anniversary. Not getting any easier, I'm sure, huh? Huh?
And they're like, oh, you know, understandably so.
Must have been really meaningful since you lost him in COVID, huh? Huh?
I'm just like, Andy, why do you have to torture these people? Okay. I mean, yes, that's they are basically it's like Fred and Wilma. Except brother and sister, but like still, like don't torture them. And then Teresa is like, talks about it. It's like one thing after the other, you know, just one, you know, jail, her parents, all that stuff. And Andy's like, well, at least there's a, cause she goes,
can I have a break, please, God?
And he goes, I think his name is Louis. And maybe if you showed me a picture of his dick, I would have a better sense of what sort of break he is from God.
Yeah, Teresa goes,
it like sucks, you know, like one thing after another. I went to jail. Joe went to jail. Then I lost my parents. Like, can I have a break?
Okay, the first two were you're bad, though. Like,
yeah.
Like, maybe let's not blame God for the first two. Okay, the second two, okay. The back end of that, okay. So, yeah, he says, well, at least they sent you Louis. And she's like, yeah, and I asked them on a street, and then they sent me Louis on that same street. All right.
And then I went home and turned on the TV and they were showing Give Me a Break. And I was like, ah, they gave me a break.
Then Gia broke me off a piece of her Kit Kat bar. All right.
It's the worst viral marketing Kit Kat has ever done. So, so then Andy's like,
Joe, what do you think about Louis? Have you been able to tell anything by his bulge?
And Joe's like, I like him. He's a nice guy. Which was markedly different than earlier or during the season when he's like, oh, I like this guy. They're in love. I love what this guy does for my sister. Because now it's like, I like him.
Yeah. Now that we know a little more about Louis on that side of the family, his like has gone down quite a bit, noticeably. Yeah,
less enthusiasm for sure.
So now, the fight at the shore tore this family apart in ways that seemed irreversible. For Dolores' floors, which still have little bits of cheese squished down into the ground. All right, let's look at it.
So we see that whole fight again, and
hey, Joe Gorga, have you been holding back your anger all this time?
No, Andy, he just he just shot up steroids that day, which is why he flew into a rage. Although actually both could be true. Of course he was holding in the rage for a long time. What part of any of the interviews of the past 10 years of Joe Gorga being like, I hate what this guy did to my sister, does not mean he's been holding back this rage for all these years?
Yeah, but I did like that they got a they got to put our favorite clip back in when he's like, you remember when Joe Giudice was not nice to your sister? And it just cuts to Joe Giudice going, here she comes, my bitch wife.
Every time. So Joe was like,
you know, my parents held it in for a very long time because they had four granddaughters that they loved. And, you know, I know you went to prison. We went to prison, too, which I'm sure every person who goes to prison is like, no, you cannot go up.
I went to prison. I was in prison. Okay. You do not get to say that.
And yeah. He's like, how could you even imagine having to walk into the house and say, hi, how are you, to the man that put your sister in prison? Think about what that did to my ma. And every time she would cry to me, she wouldn't cry to you, Teresa. She would cry to me. And she's like,
I know, because she would be like, how's Jails is? And I'd be like, so fun, ma, because I didn't want her to be devastated, you know.
And Andy's like, but your brother has done nothing but defend you. She's like,
yeah, but I did nothing but defend my brother, all right? Like, in the beginning of my marriage, I always put my brother first, okay? But then, you know, this stuff, my kids had to see that on TV.
Yeah. And then, Teresa. Yeah. And then, and then they say, Joe and Melissa say that Antonia came into Melissa's room and was like, why is Zio Joe always writing horrible things about you? Excuse me. Sorry. That actually caused me to burp. There's something about this show that causes gases to arise from my chest cavity and escape.
And Andy says, well, you know, I asked Gia about the fight on Watch What Happens Live. Here's what she had to say. And Gia's like, here's what I got to say. Mel, Melissa, and Joe shouldn't bring up my dad because it's not only disrespecting my dad, it's also disrespecting my sisters and why.
Joe Giudice is the one who's actually the most disrespectful because he actually called your very own mom the C word. So Joe Gorga's like, I kept it out of my mouth for a very long time. So if I exploded once, I'm the bad guy now. I'm the most,
oh, maybe I shouldn't do it on national TV, Baba.
Says all of a sudden Jennifer now is the voice of moderation on television.
Yes. Also the one who just said, I put everything on reality TV, and that's our job, you fakos.
I know.
Now she's being like, well, be more fake about it. You're on TV, baby. So Joe's like, you know what? It's a tough situation. Do you guys understand? Come on. And basically, Andy says, you know what, Entry? I got to tell you, I've got something here. It's from the breath. And it's not great. She goes, who's it about it is? Like, it's about them. Who the fuck do you think it's about? It's about Lucy Ricardo, okay?
It's the latest reviews on Angelina Jolie's new thriller. Oh, bad reviews. What do you think, Teresa?
So he said, okay, so this is where it gets juicy. And we've talked about this a little bit over the years because of the Fame Horga's website that was out back when Melissa and Joe started on this show. It's like a lot of salacious gossip about them and all this stuff that was going on kind of a long time ago, which I was so glad it was being brought up, but then it was never really addressed at the same time, which was really frustrating. So basically, he said the only person that hurt your dad was Joe Gorga. This is Giudice, obviously.
Yeah.
Joe Gorga hurt your dad because he took money from your parents and then they ended up losing their house because of him. And when your mom was sick, he never went to check on them or do anything for them. But we never really got an answer about the money and the house and all that stuff, right?
I don't know. I'll have to go back and read this article in What You Gonna Do Quarterly. You know?
Yeah, supposedly he needed money for a real estate deal. He put a lien on their house without them knowing. This is all gossip, okay? I have no idea if any of this is true. I just read this on, you know, old social media. And then he put a lien on their house. And I don't know if they didn't know about it or what, but then their house got taken away because he wasn't able to pay that. I mean, it's a big fucking mess.
It was a simple mistake. You know what? I was trying to do something good for the community, and I was going to invite a whole bunch of people over to sing Lean On Me, a great song, okay? I didn't realize a lean was different from Lean On Me. It's my mistake, my bad. By the way, I don't, you know what, even if it's true, I don't care because Joe Giudice is the world's biggest schmuck. This guy, he ran fraudulent schemes. He's been shady all this time. Let's not forget when he basically drank and drove. This feels weird to put that all in the past tense, but he did
the drink and then drive. And
remember, he got drunk. He crashed his car. And then he went, he said, oh, I was so shaken up. I went to my father-in-law's house and I just drank 5 shots of whiskey right then and there because I was so shaken
up. Yeah, I was like so this, stressed. And then he used his brother's, ID.
Yeah, like this guy is shady, full of bullshit. He called his own wife, Cut Fitness on TV. He also, by the way, dropped the F-bomb, and I'm not saying the word fuck because I would say that. But like this, there's been nothing good and reputable about this guy whatsoever. He's just like a really bad guy. And so
he is. Yeah. And he is. But you know, yeah. Then you've also got Joe Gorga over here always going on and on about this guy, this criminal. But then does Joe Gorga pay anybody? Did he really, you know, he's not like the least shady person on the show either.
But he's got, no. He's got body.
Well, you know.
That's my response. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, Joe Gorga, they're all, there's like a baseline of shade amongst all these people. But I'm just saying, if we're going to like, if Joe Giudice is going to try to do a character assassination on Joe Gorga, I'm like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. You don't, yeah, we but can it's always do that. A little, we can do that, but you don't get to do that.
It's always a little worrisome when this is your argument. Come on. When my mother passed away, I put my mother in a gold casket,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true.
Did I?
True. True.
And Tree goes, of course. Of course he did. And Melissa goes, yeah. And also, probably more importantly, when your mother was in the hospital, he slept there every single night with her. Yeah. And Andy goes, well, is there any truth to this, Teresa, the stuff that Giudice is saying? And she's like, well, there's some truth, but I'm not going to throw my brother on the bus, all right? But you know what? Let's not forget about the Christmas Eve, right? When he picked Kathy after his own sister. Oh, my God.
Teresa.
How are we going from your brother losing your parents' house to being like some fraud scheme to you being dissed by Kathy on Christmas Eve? Would you focus?
Yeah, but the funny thing is here after me defending Joe Gorga, when she said that there is some truth, then I think even Teresa had a moment where she thought, uh-oh, I can't go down this path. So I think she diverted to the Christmas Eve, which I think she genuinely is still mad about. The one Christmas Eve 10 years ago where she didn't spend it, where they went over to Kathy's house instead. And then it's like, oh, wow, that was so bad. And then Melissa's like, hello, as soon as I walked in, your husband called me a raccoon. And then we see the clip of like, there she is, that stupid slut bitch with the raccoon eyes. I don't know why anyone has sex, but they're thinking, she's stupid. Stupid person with stupid raccoon eyes. You know, at least look like a skunk. That's a real animal, huh?
Look at those animals, right? Who'd want to be with that raccoon face? Disgusting. And she's like, it hurt my parents, all right? It hurt my parents that you chose Kathy, right? So maybe that's what my dad seen. And Joe's like, oh my God, Joe Giudice has still not made an apology to me.
Yeah, but he says sorry to me, Joe's.
Oh, okay. That's good enough. And so he's like, but he hasn't said sorry to me. And he's like, you know what? I'm done saying his name.
So stop. Okay. And I told Joe Giudice, I told Juicy Judge, stop talking.
And so Andy says, well, when they stop speaking about each other, I'll stop asking about it too. Not my fault that I keep bringing it up. I'm like, Andy, you are part of this. Stop acting like you're just doing the people's work. Because honestly, I don't think many people really care about this.
Yeah. So Elijah from Elmer wants to know, Jackie, when Jackie referenced you going to jail, what were Melissa and Joe supposed to say? You didn't go to jail. And Melissa's like, Teresa's like, yes, damn, damn, all right. And Joe's like, why am I the bad guy when Jackie's the one who said something? And she's like, you know what? It's how you went about it on national TVs, all right? You know, like my kids didn't want to hear you say that you killed the grandma, all right? And they didn't want to hear Jackie say that, okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, and why does she have to even bring up the jail comment? And, you know, her parents went to jail. And Jackie's like, you know, you wanted someone to yell at me because you wanted me iced out, okay? And she's like, no, what I wanted was my brother to stick up for me, huh?
So Melissa's like, you know, this is why he's reading these questions, Teresa's you, because it was like a nothing thing. And she just, it's like, did you learn that in jail? Like, who cares? And Teresa says,
no, I didn't intentionally commit. I didn't intentionally try to commit a crime. You know, that's why it's sensitive to me. And she always uses it as like the jail card. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go play Monopoly. I'm like, Jackie puts a card right there that says go to jail. Like, why should I do that to my favorite board game?
Teresa, okay, I get it. So maybe you just signed a bunch of, you still hid assets and lied to the judge when they asked you where they were. That's why you're in jail. The judge said you wouldn't have gone to jail had you not come in and fucking lied about everything. I mean, give me a break. So Jackie's like,
so, but you were implying that my husband was cheating on me. What response does that warrant for me? And she's like, warrant, there she is again, Andy, all right? I said room more, all right? That it's a room more. That's what I said, all right? And did you put that out about my childhood?
Well, you know what? To put that out there about my husband sucks, too. It sucks. The whole thing sucks, but at least mine was an analogy.
All right, guys. We'll get there, okay? You guys keep trying to jump on this fight. It's not your turn. Now, Joe, would you like to put your balls in my mouth? And he's like, you know what, Andy? After this, we're never saying Joe Giudice again. That's it. Never the name Joe Giudice. Once this is done, Joe Giudice, Joe Giudice, Joe Giudice is over.
So what? Who cares?
Yeah, so what?
What do you need from me? What do you need from me?
Breaking news from So What? Who cares? Nightly. So Joe Goga said my name again. You know, so what? Who cares? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Hey, Alice from Charleston says, Jackie, I love you, but your hair extensions are a mess. And she goes, yeah, well, you know what? We never filmed in the summer, and it was very humid in the Jersey Shore, and I had other things on my mind. So my extensions stayed, you know, straight and silky in my hair. I got frizzy and curly in the back, you know? It's bad hair days. You know what happens, everyone?
And I liked when she said, no, I had other things in my mind. They just show a flashback of her just like wailing like,
with her hair sticking up in the back. So then we ask about Marge's pigtails, and you know, she still likes him even though she's classier now. And then my favorite name from the whole recap comes up.
All right, well, Rhonda from Des Moines said,
I just like that. Hey, Rhonda from Des Moines, please stand up. Please come to the front of the doctor's office. Just like that. Maybe because I'm born to a Rhonda, but that's
about to say. I think
that just combination sounds funny.
You're like, I don't know Rhonda why from that Des Moines. Name Rhonda makes me laugh. I wonder what it is. It's like, it's your mom, Rhonda.
All right. Rhonda from Texas wants to know, Dolores, why is my son always gaining weight? Why, when I only feed him vegetables?
So what's the secret to Marge? And, you know, Marge and Joe, you always are fighting, but you always bounce back. What's the secret? She's like, you know what it is? We don't hold grudges, okay? And, you know, like, nothing we fight about is really that serious, okay? Well, you know what? He is quite submissive to you, though. Ha! Huh? He is.
Which is, like, bullshit. Like, it's not submissive. If Margaret getting mad does not mean you're submissive. It means that he's patient and listening to the woman that he loves, right? So,
like his wardrobe, his submissive wardrobe, his little olives and his pineapples.
Olives and pineapples, look how submissive. A real man, you know what a real man wears? He wears something that's full of rhinestones and glitter. That's what a real man wears, with a popped collar and maybe some lacy fringe.
Yeah, well, I wish your husband would dress you because he has great taste. I dress way better, honey.
That was a funny thing. Like, it was a compliment to Bill, but somehow dissing Jennifer. And so then when she pushes back at it, she's actually insulting her husband in the process. Just, Jennifer, you know what? You can say whatever you want, but don't comment on a game you can't compete in.
Oh, yeah? We're going to... I love lacrosse.
See, you don't even know how to play lacrosse. Why are you even saying that?
I got them all over my living room.
No, those are crosses. God damn, you're stupid. All right, just be quiet.
Your stupidity always shocks me. And if we weren't fighting on national TV, I would actually be eating popcorn and laughing at you with your face. I would love this. So, well, now,
sticks and stones will break your bones, but calling someone sloppy will get you.
So we see the montage of Jennifer being wasted and drunk and Margaret being like, oh, she's sloppy. And then Margaret talking about how she slept with her boss. And then the argument where Margaret said that Jennifer was sloppy. And then she's like, well, you know, you slept with your boss. That's pretty sloppy too, baby. So,
and my favorite, where they accuse Marge of this, of Joe, Marge's Joe hearing the rumor about Evan cheating as well. And Marge screaming at Joe at that dinner and going,
Joe, did you hear it from anyone in Jenna Flyer Inglewood? Did you hear it?
Jenna Flyer Inglewood.
Joe, I was reading in What's You Gonna Do magazine. Okay, I was reading about it and they said that you started a rumor in Jenna Flyer and or Inglewood. Is this true? Okay, is this true what they said in What You Gonna Do magazine?
Okay, so then we come back and Andy brings up the sleeping with your boss thing and, you know, did everyone know about that? How has Me Too changed things? And Marge is like, you know, but it was a man in a position of power over me and I just compartmentalized. You know, I didn't worry about it that much because I just thought it was what I had to do and I went on with life. And Jen goes, yeah, so that was the first time you ever slept with your boss? She says, actually, no. I slept with another boss, and he became my boyfriend. Is that a problem with you, Jen? Okay, because when someone in a position of power takes advantage of a young girl, she goes, yeah, but that situation. But every time Dick and Harry are in a position of power, baby.
I was like, Jen, are you really trying to, like, take away from this Me Too moment? Like, what is her end game here? You know, Jen is like obsessed. She's really trying to say that Margaret is the perpetrator and that Margaret's playing the victim when she was the one who slept her way to the top. So Jen says, well, she goes, sometimes my comments are to you, not because of your boss, baby. You know, because you boasted. And Margaret's like, I did not boast about anything. And let me tell you something, okay? You talk about sleeping with your boyfriend at 15, baby. You know what you should be doing at 15? You should be going to cafes and looking at all the people walking around at the cafe. That's what a 15-year-old does, baby.
Yeah, 15-year-olds in a cafe looking for a husband while they wear a bow and a crop top, baby. Okay?
You even have the audacity to tweet out that I am slutty. You started those tweets. You started them.
And the tweet says,
and you're slutty and everyone knows it. Don't start none, won't be none.
She says, Marge, she slept your way to the top.
Oh, yeah, I said it.
Yeah, well, I said you only slept, at least I slept my way to the top. You only slept your way to Paramus. I'm sorry. Paramus is the most depressing place in Bergen County, okay? I'm sorry about it. I didn't make it that way, okay? Did I make you live above the parking lot of a mall? No.
Let me tell you something. You can't spell Paramus without mus, okay? And you can't spell Tenafly Fly without fly, okay? One soars and one's in the muck, all right? Case closed.
First of all,
yeah, but you know what? She didn't make her way to Park Avenue, is what I was saying. And Teresa goes,
I don't like that.
Okay, lady who wouldn't live in a used house.
I know.
Please. I don't like that, okay? Because I don't like parking on the street. I think there should always be a garage.
No, you dumb nuts. It's not, I'm not telling you to park on an avenue. I'm saying there's an avenue called Park Avenue, you idiot. So then they were talking over each other.
I ain't street parking a Range Rover. I ain't doing that. I'm going to go Valet Avenue.
So Melissa, there's a lot of crosstalk. And then Melissa says that basically that Jen is always trying to slut shame Margaret. And Jen goes,
I try to slut shame her. She called me a concubine. I'm not a mistress. That's you, baby. You're just a slutty, slutty mistress.
It's like, you're literally slut shaming her again. So Margaret says, okay, yeah. Let me tell you something. All right. A concubine, by definition, is a woman who is less of value than her husband. Okay.
Oh, hey, Merriam-Webster. Where you at? Where you at, Merriam-Webster?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but they're not married to the man they're with. You slut-shamed me. And Marge says, just be who you are. She's like, who are you? A powerful woman who belittles her husband, Olives, on national TV. You were angry about something, and we'll get to that, Jackie.
And Jackie's like, are you threatening me? You do not want to threaten me, ma'am.
No, it's not a threat. I'm telling you, she's the cause of the rumor. There, I said it!
Yeah. Okay, now you're going to go down, Jennifer. Okay, don't say I'm the cause of the rumor.
Okay, I won't say it.
I'll let Teresa say it.
And Margaret goes, Teresa, Teresa's going to say us out the rumor, and then it's going to go down in a very bad way. Joe, why aren't you wearing, you're wearing the, okay, of all the days to wear the olive and pineapple shirt, today's the day you're going to do it. Why, Joe? I told you, wear the stripes.
Just for the record, they're both wrong in this fight. Like, Marge was shitty to say, like, you just said, you know, she was shitty to say that to Jen. And Jen is equally, probably more shitty to say it to Margaret, also because Jen started this whole fucking thing. Margaret was just sitting there being nice, and Jen just started coming at her for no reason.
Well, yeah.
And it just spun out of control.
Well, also, like, to say, if I say to you, like, you're being a sloppy drunk, I don't think the retort is, well, you're sloppy because you want to sleep with your boss. Like, that's not how that works. I actually think that Margaret, when she said that Bill is your meal ticket, you know, it was obviously a poor choice of words, because I think that, you know, obviously it then gets mixed up with this whole idea that she's shaming stay-at-home moms, which of course we support our stay-at-home moms. We all love our stay-at-home moms. This is ultimately, it's on Margaret, but I sort of get the sense that what she was really trying to say was not about that she's a stay-at-home mom, but that everything for Jennifer is like, you know, it's all about all the baubles and gifts and like showing off all her wealth and all this glamour and all this wonderful stuff. And she's basically saying, like, you know, without Bill, you can't, like, you're just so materialistic, without Bill, you can't have that, which is still shitty because it's kind of like saying that she's only in it for that stuff, that she doesn't love Bill. And I actually think she does love Bill. But I actually don't think it was about like, oh, you do nothing with your life except be a stay-at-home mom. I think it was more just like, you just like showing off shit and bragging about shit, and then you wouldn't be able to do that without Bill. But either way, wow, this was a great reunion episode. It was so good.
It was so fun. I can't believe an hour and 15 minutes this recap. Jeez.
Well, we did spend
we were really into it.
We spent the first 15 minutes talking about Lisa Vanderpump and Cher. Oh! Don't forget.
Oh, how could you do this to me?
Next, we will have a show pairing wine to the perfect bug that will live inside of it and love it forever. It's a House Hunters for bugs.
Bugs are very triggering for me because I feel like ever since I started gardening, I just... It's just like my life is just been turned over to bug control. One day it's an aphid. One day it's a gnat. Then there was the weevil and the flower and the strange mud dauber and the this and the that. It's like every single day it's a bug. Every day it's a bug. Why can't I just grow my jalapeno peppers? Okay. speaking of food and gardening, our bonus episode this week, in case you missed it, was Top Chef, and our bonus episode next week will be Top Chef 2. So if you're wondering where our Top Chef content is, it's on the bonus episodes. We have a lot of shows on the air right now, which is why some things are just not on the main feed, because for us to do all our shows on the main feed and then on top of that, then do another bonus episode, it's just too much for us. So that's why Top Chef is there. That's no slight on Top Chef or anything, because it's not a slight to be on the bonus episode, but that's where it is. And go check it out, and we'll have another Top Chef up probably on Monday for this week's. So go check that out. And otherwise, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye,
everybody. Love ya.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
We're a fan of Michael Land.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.